7:50 is the morning time. Dominique, let's say good morning to you. Welcome to Dominique's most talked about talk show. This is The Hot Set with Matt in the morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. On the internet, good morning. TuneInRadio.com, Mapping 2K4, Digicel Play. Wherever you are, whatever you may be doing at this time, good morning to you. The pleasure is mine in the morning. If it's hot, it's on the hot set. Hit to love it, love to hit it. I just love to love the hot set with Matt in the morning. Good morning. Good morning. We're going over to Castries at this time and joining Brother Chris Kailash. It's been some time. He'll be passing through Dominica next week, so now is a good time to make your, you know, reservations, if you will, to speak for a consultation. But Chris Kailash is on the line this morning. Chris Kailash, good morning to you, man. Long time.
Long time, man. Blessed, give thanks, you know, for life and the mighty life giver, you know. Definitely, as you know, we've been toying a lot lately, and I mean, our work have taken us more into the realms of the European countries and, you know, and other parts of the Caribbean also. And we have been, you know, moving forward with the campaign of the zero tolerance to disease and revolutionizing the healthcare system, because there is no reason whatsoever that we supposed to tolerate that in Dominica, 2 out of every 3 men over the age of 40 have high blood pressure, you know, and heart disease being the number one killer of black people throughout the Caribbean region, followed by the different types of cancer. I would think that at least, you know, even Dominica, you know, being what we refer to as the Nature Isles of the Caribbean, would actually show some better statistics. And yet still, you know, with these alarming stats, you know, of 2 out of every 3 men over the age of 40 being hypertensive, that definitely means that they would have to be on some type of medication, as the doctors would tell them, for the rest of their life. And then they that would have a higher risk of heart attacks, strokes, and any of these so-called circulatory system diseases, non-communicable chronic illnesses. Yet still, the priorities of us as a people, you know, we are still caught up about discussions about who to vote for, who not to vote for, and who is the thief and who is not the thief. And yet still, our children are dying of cancer, our women are getting infertile, most of the men are impotent. Which is basically why we have so much political struggles, you know, because the majority of our men, they really cannot function appropriately as men. The great majority of men are impotent. And if it is that you have men in a society and they really cannot function, whenever they have to function, they have to get a Viagra or some type of thing, this would cause lots of stress. So when we look at the priorities of us as a people, when it comes to our overall health care, you know what I mean? We are in a sorry state of affairs. As the report just came from the World Health Organization, you know, a month or so ago, and they said that for the past several decades, that is, a decade is 10 years, and several decades would mean over 3 decades, which is over 30 years. So if we put it at the humble 40 to 50 years, half of a century, for the past decade, they have known that red meats and processed meats are carcinogenic. Carcinogenic meaning that they are cancer forming. You know, so if it is that you could place, you know, hot dogs and salami and bacon and sausage and all these type of things there in the same category as asbestos, which is a carcinogenic substance, just like a cigarette. I mean, come on, man. And we've been feeding our children with these things there for the past 10, 15 years. So most of our elders grew up on it for the past 40 years. So when now you're saying that you have known, that's a World Health Organization, you know, that for decades, several decades, they have known that red meats and processed meats are carcinogenic, they are cancer forming. But now they have discovered the mechanism of the action, meaning that when these meats are burned, the hem part of it, the part carrying the oxygen, literally causes the production of a sulfide within the gastrointestinal tract that causes the breeding of particular types of bacteria that would lead to the formation of cancer cells within the bowel. So, I mean, when we know these things, and then yet still you're telling us that we have 2 out of every 3 men dying of cancer, 1 out of every 2 women getting cancer. And we know that all these drugs and all these foods that they are feeding us as a people down in the Caribbean are cancerous foods. So what is the next mission? What are we going to do now? Definitely we need to revolutionize the healthcare system. The priorities of us as a people need to be changed. We need to stop arguing about petty politics and things and see how is it that we could actually develop and formulate a healthcare system that can be effective, have great efficacy for our people. Definitely we will be in Dominica as of Tuesday next week, and we will be launching 2 of our new products. One called the Raslax syrup and also the hemp syrup. The Raslax syrup and the hemp syrup are 2 products that have been used extensively, you know, in trials, you know, for specific glaucoma, and we have had some wonderful results for people with glaucoma. Also for our terminally ill cancer patients, you know, with intense pain and insomnia and no appetite, you know, so we'll specifically be launching that, and we'll be at the Fort Young Hotel from next week, Tuesday. And Wednesday and Thursday we'll be offering consultation. So anyone who is interested in coming to see us, they could actually WhatsApp us on our international number. That is 1-758-722-3660. That is 1-758-722-3660. That's a St. Lucia number. So the area code 758 and 722-3660. You could WhatsApp us on that number, or you could call our office number at 1-758, that is 458-4325. That's a landline, so you cannot text it. It's 1-758-458-4325. Or you could send us an email at blessedlove, that is BLESSEDLOVE, at priestkailash.com. That's PRIESTKAILASH.com or .com. So priestkailash.com. So definitely, Honorable, we will be with you in Dominica, and we will be unraveling the mysteries of eradicating all these diseases that people claiming have no cure. So the same way, you know, Matt, you see, since the years I've been telling the people of Dominica about them red meats and about them things, and all the doctors used to tell people that after they have chemo, they could go and eat whatever they want. You understand? And years we've been telling them it's lifestyle. So right now the World Health Organization said, I want to see that the policymakers in the country begin to ban hot dogs, sausages, salami, ham and all them things from our schools. And also, you know, since we don't have to wait, you know, because Dominica has a very peculiar point, a unique point, whereby soon, you know, because the Nobel Prize, you know, I'm closing, mm-hmm. My time is coming up. The Nobel Prize for Medicine and Physiology, was given to a Chinese woman who actually extracted, right, an anti-parasitic compound from a plant that is known in Dominica and St. Lucia as lampsant, or what we call the wormwood, you know, or the wild wormwood within the Caribbean. This woman won a Nobel Prize because the herb was being used in Africa, right, to combat malaria. And now, that same herb now is one of the key herbs in the leading edges against fighting against cancer. So we cannot wait in Dominica when the world say, well, look, the herbs are good for us to begin to develop our herbs, when we could make lots of money and save lots of lives. So, Matt, we will be with you in Dominica. So give thanks for the opportunity, Honorable.
Honorable, looking forward to seeing you next week.
Love, man.
Love, lots of love. 8:14, we're going to come back, Dominica, right after this.
Christmas is here. Carnival and Calypso season is almost here. Q95 is ready to help you maximize your sales with our annual Christmas, Carnival, and Calypso season specials. Get up to 16% discount right now during our 16th anniversary Christmas celebrations on advertisements, notices, announcements, infomercials, Q-mercials, and outside broadcasts. Book your death announcements starting from as low as $40 per announcement. Call call our sales office at 767-448-5822 or from overseas, call 305-906-4216. Q95 will help you create a special package that suits your budget and gives you more real bang for your buck. Experience the thrill of seeing your sales increase right away when you advertise on Q95, the big station where everyone is listening in Dominica and overseas. Call Q95 today and enjoy up to 16% discount right now during our 16th anniversary Christmas specials on advertisements, announcements, notices, infomercials, Q-mercials, and outside broadcasts. And book your death announcements starting from as low as $40 per announcement. Call 767-448-5822 or from overseas, call 305-906-4216. Call us today. Q95, the big station. Right on, Q.
Now that we've touched on a few matters of health, we're going to move to the courts. Carla John Baptist, good morning to you.
Hi, Matt. Morning to you. Morning to your many listeners. What's up?
Good. What's going down in the courts this morning?
Well, at the High Court, there's a GBH going on presently. At the Magistrates Court, well, I'm not sure. What I can tell you, though, Matt, is that we have a shortage of magistrates. In fact, one of the magistrates that was supposed to be sitting, that is supposed to be sitting in the Portsmouth area, Portsmouth, Maryland, etc., there seem to be some hiccups as it relates to him back on the bench. From my information, the Judicial and Legal Services Commission administrative issues, they are yet to issue the final documents so the magistrate can sit. So as a result of that, for the last month and a half, there are a number of backlog matters in the Portsmouth Magistrates Court dealing with, because that magistrate is not able to sit. So again, another shortage. If you have a matter in the Portsmouth Magistrate Court, Portsmouth, Vickers, Marigot, etc., you are not able to deal with that matter because there's no magistrate there. And this has been going on for about a month plus now.
Khalil, I know that the police seem to have been investigating this issue that made the news all over as it relates to that young man and that chopping incident. What's the latest on this?
Well, in terms of the latest, I know one man is in police custody. Mm-hmm. Been in that investigation, and I imagine that very soon that individual is expected, should be charged and make a court appearance.
But you don't know if that may be today.
It may be, it may not be. I do not want to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
as to what is going on. I may have information, but I don't want to speculate based on what I know. I know the person in question, they've written the lawyer already.
Okay.
Et cetera. So let's keep our fingers crossed and see what is happening during the course of the day. It may very well be they may appear before the court. I don't want to speculate. But like I said again, Miguel, we still have that issue again with the magistrates. So I don't know the powers that be. They're listening to expedite the process and ensure that the magistrate in question, the documents are signed and sealed and delivered. Because interestingly, I can tell you that the matter dealing with the police officers, that is the St. Joseph matter, that matter is scheduled for today.
Okay.
And it was expected to be dealt with today, paper committal. So that matter would have been sent to the High Court. They would be committed to stand trial in the January criminal session of the court. But my information is that because there's no magistrate, that matter is not going to be dealt with today. So you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The absence of a magistrate. That too is causing a lot of problems. So justice delayed.
Well,
entire situation.
Carlisle, I suspect I'll be talking to one of the members on the opposition side as it relates to some activity taking place at 9 o'clock at the People's Park this morning. There's also Parliament this morning. So there's a number of activities. There are a number of activities taking place this morning, Khalal. But let me go back a few months and read the story here. I think June 7th, 2015. His Prime Minister, Roosevelt Skerrit. Dominica's leader has said that it is hoped that when the promised tablets have been finally delivered to all students, they will be used for educational purposes. Prime Minister said that to DBS Radio. Quote, so many of the children asking for tablets. When I give it to you, I hope it's for your learning and you are not going to play with it as a toy and have it under your arms under a coconut tree, internet surfing, and so forth, Kala. Well, I've been getting a lot of reports from various schools around the island. These high school students, a number of them, have been using their tablets for questionable purposes, Khalil. And now they are very concerned, they're very worried about what is being seen from these tablets. Khalil, are you surprised?
That I'm not at all surprised, because during the course of this week, I saw a student from a particular secondary school videotaping an incident in Ruzu with one of those tablets. So I am not at all surprised as to what I know here going on. When the tablets were issued, principal of the Dominica Community High School, Mr. Sylvia Nicholas, she expressed some concerns about that. And it has come to pass.
It has come to pass, Khalil. I mean, it's getting out of control. These students, I've been told, are videoing their own teachers in class, you know. And you don't want to know what they're videoing, Khalil. You don't want to know what they're videoing. So some control has to be brought. I'm saying, was it really necessary? Well, you know, was it really necessary? Well, they made a promise that they delivered on, but there was no, forward planning, if you will. And right now, the students are just out of control with these tablets.
Because there was no planning, given the, you made a promise, you have to fulfill that promise. But I will always say that given the kids, the tablet was never something that I would have gone for, because you give each and every child a tablet. Some of them are very irresponsible, and I mean, they will do what they want. They will do what they want. They will be doing things all over the place. They have it in their hand, and it's not at all surprising, Matt, the things that I'm hearing, and not at all surprising. A few of the things that I've seen thus far as it relates to the use of that tablet. But
well, we'll have to continue to watch, because this one is getting very serious, huh? Thank you, Khalil John Baptist. How do we, should I say, control? Is it the parents' responsibility? Is it the school's responsibility? Well, you can't be everywhere the students are. These tablets. Let me get your view on this. How do we control this? This use of these tablets. Principals, teachers are concerned at this time. Even making videos of their own teachers. Hello, talk to me here.
Yeah, good morning, Matt. Good morning to all conscientious Dominicans. Matt,
to you.
First of all, that was wrong planning. This government had an election ploy, an election game, to allow people to vote for him, so he promised tablets. The Minister of Education should identify if they have the libraries, in all community and install those computer desktop computer instead of giving the children the tablet. So that's what it boils up to, Matt. And then that's why Dominica will end up in all kind of disasters ending up right now. What a shame. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, we have to find a way, huh? Because as I said to you, and I know that students are even making videos of their own teachers, you know, videoing the upper parts of their body right in the class. I don't know. 8:25. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Pelte. How are you?
How are you doing?
I am doing pretty good this morning. Mr. Pelte, you're asking how do we control something that is out of control?
It's out of control, you think?
Because the reason why I'm saying it is out of control, Matt. You cannot go and tell the students no that you want their tablets. I think that from the beginning, that's what I said from the beginning, this thing was poorly planned. All the government had to do, instead of having each child go home with their tablets, why didn't they say that each classroom student would have received a tablet and put it somewhere when you are leaving, everybody sign saying that, okay, my tablet is in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come back next day, you get your tablet. So then you have a proper control of these tablets. But children have tablets all about the place doing all different kinds of things. Matt, it is out of control. And there is no way that you're going to tell these children now that, hey, we want the tablet so that we can put whatever device that we want to put on it so that we can control you from doing this and doing that. It is too late. It is out of control. Matt, have a good day.
Have a good day. Hello.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those with humanity. Mr. Pelte, blessings on your family, sir.
Mm-hmm.
This old broken record again. Matt, I have said it already. The same idea in a different context leads to unequal results. What you need to look at is not the idea, but is in the context in which this idea operates, Matt. So all of us live in a modern world, in Japan, in China, in America, wherever. I'm not saying I have any evidence of that, where they give children these devices, but I know it's a modern world. Matt, is it the same context in which this idea operates in Dominica? Matt, these guys are mad, and the madman is ruling, and all of them is just following blindly. They are so afraid and intimidated by him, and that's what they're doing. I heard Mills was on a program threatening, saying who have rights and who haven't got rights. Matt, look at what that is happening. Now the problem is glaring, and people anticipated the problem. Matt, can you recall on your shows, people were anticipating that is what that was going to happen?
Uh-huh.
Of course, people were saying it. I mean, everybody seems to be a prophet these days. Please do not call me one. Because people preempted that is what that would be taking place. And then you have these guys now, not even there rehashing and, you know, repeating the foolishness a month after, tablet, we give them tablet, but they're not giving any voice to the problems these tablets are causing. It's not you and Carlisle alone that heard about it. Everybody's hearing about it. And we are so naive, Matt. We are so we lack so much of that sophisticated and critical thinking. Before we do things, we always do things, and after the fact, Matt, that is when
After the horse left the stable,
left
huh?
Left the stable. We love reacting to initiatives taken by other people, not taking into consideration our peculiar position and culture and everything else that come into play, Matt. So we, our children now, they're all excited and think, oh, tablet can do this, tablet can, maybe a child might put a tablet in an area where she know the teacher going to sit down in one, and all of a sudden, all the teacher business according to Sparrow is all in the open. So what I'm saying, Matt, these guys lack innovation and creativity. They lack critical thinking or critical thoughts. So anything like that little foolishness, they come and I listen to them, you know, repetitiously. Oh, the tablets, look at the problem it is causing right now. And then Matt and Carlisle have to be asking the question, and the listeners, the participators or the contributors to your program have to be asking the question which was supposed to be asked prior to they being issued with those tablets, Matt. Matt, that madness have to stop. And sometimes it takes the ultimate sacrifice, Matt, to stop it. So, Matt, if you're looking for me this morning, I'll be at what's the name, People's Park, Matt. And I have a lot of placards, Matt. If you want one, you will be getting one. Okay, Matt?
It's all right, my brother. Thank you very much. Let's take another phone call.
Matt, good morning. Matt, morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, yes. Whilst we have no supervision of these tablets, like I said before, we have another problem. Free internet at the botanical gardens.
Okay.
And you find a whole lot of these students gathering there for this free internet. So you know it is unsupervised. Plus you have free internet. So when they leave the schools, before they even go home, you have a free time with free internet at the botanical gardens. I think that's a bigger problem. And the authorities have to look into that particular
one. You don't want to see what on these tablets these days, huh?
Well, boy, and you know what? I personally, before the tablets came into effect, I was already denouncing it. It should not have been that way because there was no structure in place to deal with that tablet situation. And now it is out of hand with the advent of the free internet at the Botanical Gardens.
All right. Have a good day. Let's take a phone call. Hello.
Yeah, quickly, something I wanted to add up, Matt. Look at it right on the heels of that thing that is all over the place, child abuse, Matt. And I said it yesterday, when you have people exposing themselves, the optic senses, the eyes, Matt, you see whatever you see and you make it becomes a part of you, unknown to you. The worst way to condition somebody, Matt, is subliminally, subconsciously, Matt. And when these children watch those things, Matt, what idea that goes into the head, and then you're going to blame the adult in isolation, where the abuser is only, you know, we frame him in a picture, a her, because women using young boys or using young girls as well. So I am saying, Matt, when you do that, Matt, and look at what that is happening, and Matt, we become so sick, so diabolic, so devilish, Matt. We go after 3-year-old and 4-year-old. I don't know what experimentation or why or what manner of evil we are driven by to want to go behind a 5 or 6 and 7 and 8-year-old, 10-year-old child. So, Matt, when those same children, they're exposed to that level of abomination, Matt, that level of pornography, 24-7 on the little tablet, Matt, maybe they get tempted on their own father, maybe all of a sudden they're going to touch their father in the wrong place and he himself, the devil, take over him because he's exposed to the same madness or her uncle or the neighbor, the cousin. And Matt, that is what that is happening, and we're trying to skirt around the issues and compartmentalize things rather than just watching things in a holistic and collective way. What is contributing to that level of madness? It is not just frustration. It's the canality we expose ourselves to 24-7. And children are in it, watching those pornographic. Matt, I have watched them already, and I know anytime you watch that, Matt, it pervades your whole body, mind, and soul.
All right, I'll tell you that. Somebody says here, yeah, we're going to make a couple stops in a while here. Good morning, Matt. It would have some form of parent, or it should have some form of parental control if it wasn't given on a school basis. Now that they made it a school thing, it is difficult to keep track and control because they will tell you they have a right to use it in class. It's very, very difficult to control. There's a mess right now. I have some neighbors, Matt, and I'm telling you, the things that the children do with these tablets, you know, it is just unimaginable. There's no control at school, no control at home. I personally always believe that it was the wrong move with these tablets distribution. We're going to come back with a stop, and then we'll talk again at the top of the hour.
This just in. Tech Heads Computer and Electronics Store on 28th Kennedy Avenue, Roseau, next to Gadgets in the building formerly known as Fidel's, has gone mad. Black Friday mad. Doors open from 6 a.m. Sale on TVs, cell phones, and tablets. You can't afford to miss this. Limited stock is available. Come light up your Black Friday with sale at Tech Heads.
Tech Heads, that's what we're talking about for the next few minutes here. Good morning. Let me say good morning to the young lady in studios this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you this morning?
Very fine, thank you.
Good. All right. Tell us a little about Tech Heads. And you're having a big Black Friday sale.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Tech Heads is a new store. Most people don't even know it's open as yet. It is where Fidel's used to be. And usually when I say that, people say, oh, Fidel's isn't there anymore. It's not. So it's right next to Gashett's and where Fidel's used to be. And it is a computer and electronics store. I like to say it's our very own local Apple store. Because everything you can think or imagine that Apple sells, Tech Heads has it, or we can get it.
Mm-hmm. Give us a list of some of these items.
All right. Some of the items that we have the Android 5.0 Lollipop operating system in the phones. We have in the Samsung Galaxy S6. We have the Samsung Galaxy S6 available in, with 32 gigs, but we also have the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge available with 64 gigs. Now, that's just on the Samsung end. Now, we also can do, on the television end, the LG Smart TVs. We also have Samsung Smart TVs. And if you want to go even further in terms of what smart items you can get, we also have the Apple Watch, Smart Wristwatch. So all these things that you see online and you say, oh, we don't have those things in Dominica, they're actually here. Even as far as the Beats headphone, the Bluetooth speakers, all these things are available from Tech Heads.
Tech Heads, right there on Kennedy Avenue.
Right there on Kennedy Avenue.
All right, so you better go in this Friday, Black Friday. There's a big, big sale. How much are we talking about here in terms of the sale?
Okay, now some people have been saying that they've seen the flyer, they've seen the ads, and we've only released one price. That is because we are guaranteeing you that the price of the original items, or the original price of the items, sorry, are so great already that even without Black Friday sale, it's like a sale already. But one price in particular we're looking at is you can get a Samsung 32-inch HD TV for $999.
Like nine?
$999 for a Samsung 32-inch TV.
Can't beat that.
Only at Tech, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. And even if the original price wasn't marked down, you still couldn't beat that price. Now, just for your listeners today, I'm going to release, before we end, another price. Just before we end.
Just before we end?
Just before we end.
Well, we're taking a break. I'm kind of excited to find out just what she's talking about. So let's take a break. We have a few more minutes here. We come right back after this.
This just in. Tech Heads Computer and Electronics Store on 28th Kennedy Avenue, Roseau, next to Gashett's in the building formerly known as Fidel's, has gone mad. Black Friday mad. Doors open from 6 a.m. Sale on TVs, cell phones, and tablets. You can't afford to miss this. Limited stock is available. Come light up your Black Friday with sale at Tech Heads.
I know Dominique and especially young people are phone crazy.
That's right.
But you're not prepared to tell us the kind of, you know, deals that you're having on the phones.
Well, it is a phone I'm going to release the price.
Oh, okay. All right.
But before I do, we have available from the Black Friday sale, the Samsung Edge, the S6 Edge is available on sale. It's a discounted price. It's a 64 gig. We also have the Samsung Tablet S2, which is available for the Black Friday deal as well. The Samsung S6 32 gig. Mm-hmm. There's a Bluetooth speaker, a Mr. Tab Bluetooth speaker. Also, like I mentioned, the $999 Samsung 32-inch HD TV. The LG Smart TV 32-inch, and that's a smart TV I need to specify, is also available mm-hmm. as a Black Friday deal. And that is a 32-inch. And we also have a Samsung Smart TV 40-inch HD TV available on special pricing. So, should I release that special price?
I am waiting.
Okay. Only at Tech Heads for Black Friday. And doors open from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. So, you can get there early to get your stuff because stocks are limited, as we said. The Samsung X6 32 gig is now going for $1,999. That's it.
$1,999.
That's a deal.
It's a steal,
actually.
Black Friday sale, Tech Heads. Make sure you check them out on Kennedy, 28th Kennedy Avenue, Roseau, Dominica. Okay? Is this a limited, do you have a limited amount? Or?
We do. So we're hoping that people try to come early. That's why we're trying to open at 6, which is something different. We're doing the real early door opening, door busters, basically. So from 6 to 6. But then you come in and try to come in as early as possible so you can take advantage of these deals. However, the stock will be replenished. It's just not going to be at the crazy Black Friday price, but it will be replenished.
So you better take advantage.
Definitely.
Tomorrow from 6.
From 6.
At Tech Heads.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure this morning.
Pleasure was mine.
Let's talk again sometime, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye now.
This just in. Tech Heads Computer and Electronics Store on 28th Kennedy Avenue, Roseau, next to Gachet's, in the building formerly known as Fidel's, has gone mad. Black Friday mad. Doors open from 6 a.m. Sale on TVs, cell phones, and tablets. You can't afford to miss this. Limited stock is available. Come light up your Black Friday with sale at Tech Heads. This just in. Tech Heads Computer and Electronics Store on 28th Kennedy Avenue, Roseau, next to Gachet's, in the building formerly known as Fidel's, has gone mad. Black Friday mad. Doors open from 6 a.m. Sale on TVs, cell phones, and tablets. You can't afford to miss this. Limited stock is available. Come light up your Black Friday with sale at Tech Heads. This just in. Tech Heads Computer and Electronics Store on 28th Kennedy Avenue, Roseau, next to Gachet's, in the building formerly known as Fidel's, has gone mad. Black Friday mad. Doors open from 6 a.m. Sale on TVs, cell phones, and tablets. You can't afford to miss this. Limited stock is available. Come light up your Black Friday with sale at Tech Heads. This just in. Tech Heads Computer and Electronics Store on 28th Kennedy Avenue, Roseau, next to Gachet's, in the building formerly known as Fidel's, has gone mad. Black Friday mad. Doors open from 6 a.m. Sale on TVs, cell phones, and tablets. You can't afford to miss this. Limited stock is available. Come light up your Black Friday with sale at Tech Heads.
Our next stop at this time, UWE lecture to focus on the Caribbean's power to overcome. I know you're wondering, what is this? Caribbean's power to overcome? Well, we have some important people from UWE in the house. We have the Miss Joseph from the UWE Open Campus, and Dr. Wendy Grenada. That's a nice name. They say, oh, Grenade. I was wondering what's going on here. Grenade, all right. So you know you can expect some explosives there at the lecture tonight. So I have two powerful ladies in my midst this morning. Lucky guy. Good Miss Morning, Miss Joseph. How are you doing?
Good morning, Matt. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. What's happening tonight at the Fortune Hotel?
Tonight is a big night for the University of the West Indies Open Campus, Dominica, because we'll be having the 10th annual Dame Eugenia Charles Memorial Lecture. That is our oldest one, or oldest lecture. And of course, you know, the 10th anniversary is always a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very fortunate this time around. We've been trying to get her for 2 years now.
Really?
And yes. And we've
She's been running away or something?
She's been busy.
Oh, okay.
Very busy. So this year we have Dr. Wendy Grenade, who is a political science lecturer and is also the Deputy Dean of Outreach at the Faculty of Social Sciences at UWE Cavill in Barbados. And tonight, Dr. Grenade will be presenting the topic, Unleashing the Spirit of Overcoming.
Hmm. Good morning to you, Dr. Grenade.
Oh, good morning, Matt. And good morning to Dominica.
How are you?
Oh, very, very well. I feel such at home in Dominica as a Grenadian.
As a Grenadian?
Hence the name.
Are you so lucky?
I don't know. Perhaps I own the country and I don't know it.
Where did that name come from?
Well, I guess it's historical. It's a blending of the native, the French, the English, I still have to find out the origins of the name.
All right. So you're about to present a powerful lecture there at the Fortune Hotel. Now, the topic, unleashing the spirit of overcoming.
Yes.
Expound on that for me a little bit.
Yes, Matt. When I was
invited. Seems deep.
Well, I hope I spend some time pulling some ideas together, because when I was invited to give this lecture, I asked myself, what do I speak about? What do I say to Dominicans and to Caribbean people at this time? This is toward the end of the second decade of the 21st century. And as I looked at the Caribbean, I see physical and figurative storms, not just the physical and the figurative storms through time. What I want to do this evening is take us through a journey of the critical moments when Caribbean people have reached within themselves, within what I'm calling our collective souls, and pulled out from within us some key traits that can help us overcome. So I'm going through time and I'm reminding us that we have come from a Caribbean civilization of overcoming. Despite subjugation, despite the struggle against oppression, despite the multiplicity of complexities and adversity, there is something within us. I'm speaking about a victory song that our ancestors sung. I'm speaking about our instinct to adapt to adversity. I'm speaking about our sense of community and our solidarity. And I'm calling on us to remember that collective spirit from whence we've come. And I'm taking us then to the present. And I'm speaking about history in the contemporary. And the parts of us that we need to reach for as we seek to replenish our resilience. Because I'm saying in the contemporary, our resilience is being tested. It is being tested on so many different fronts. And how do we fight back? How do we continue to stand? And I'm saying to us that we have something within us that we could reach. And I really invite people to come out this evening so that we can engage in a conversation about the current Caribbean moment, where we are and where we want to be going. So this is the essence of it. There is something within us that we can tap into to overcome.
And I think this lecture, as you explained, it's timely. Look at what we've just, gone through with Tropical Storm Erica. And with this, I'm going to stop here and pause and play this one for Dr. Grenade. And maybe she can actually, link this somewhere in the lecture tonight. Listen to this song about overcoming. So timely.
Like a thief in the night, with no warning and no chance. Mother Nature, you came and took away.
Tropical Storm Erica.
So many lives are now gone. What a challenge to move on. Cause we mourn all you took. Pastors.
to the doctors and the nurses, to the weak and the strong. Let us work and come together. Let us help to build the broken. Come ye forward, sons and daughters. Let's all rebuild.
I'm sure, Doctor, by now you picked up the gist of this one.
Oh, yes. That's the essence of what I'll be speaking about this evening. We shall overcome again. And you know why again? Because we have overcome before. And the again becomes very important in that song. We shall overcome again and again. Because there is something in us that allows us to rise again.
And what is this something? I know you'll be touching a lot on it. About it tonight. What is this something that, you know, always have us in the Caribbean just rising again?
Yes, because of where we've come from. Because we've come from a history of subjugation and oppression, a history where we've always had to be pressing against odds. There is something inside of us collectively, and I'm outlining what I call part of the Caribbean civilization. We have cultural hybridities. We have oral traditions, we have folklore, we have a deep spirituality, we have a sense of community, we have advocacy against global justice. That's why we can stand up and speak about climate change in international fora. There's so many things that we have within us that we can reach for. That sense of solidarity, when Caribbean people would have cricket matches and concerts to raise funds for Dominica. They did it when Grenada went through Hurricane Ivan in 2004. There is something collectively that we have. We see mostly in crises, but it is there. And I'm calling us to reach for it. That deep spirituality that we can turn to when what I'm saying, the storms rage from the epicenter of the WTO, and banana farmers had to reach for Bob Marley's songs as they toiled, because their dreams and their fears commingled. And even as they toiled, they had to sing redemption songs. And no woman, no cry.
Mm-hmm.
These were the things that keep us going. And I want us to reach for them. The sense of community that we have in the Caribbean.
But here's my question to you, Doctor. Why does it have to take crisis, storms, adversities to bring us together? Most of the time.
And this is part of the contradiction of our Caribbeanists, in that we go along our lives, and when something happens that's catastrophic, or when something happens that really tears us apart, is when we reach for that inner core. And that is to our detriment. When I think about, I'm speaking about Caribbean politics this evening too, and I'm speaking about a politics for sustainability. Because I'm saying we cannot continue a politics of survivability, and survivability meaning survivability of the political party. I'm speaking about a politics for sustainability, where we together have a national ethos that would take us from this level to another level, where opposition parliamentarians and members of ruling parties can sit together and say, you know what, the real enemy is not the opposition party. The real enemy is the global forces that would come in on us and draw us collectively. So to fight, we have to fight collectively. And I'm saying we cannot wait for crises to understand that consensus is necessary. We have to build a national ethos and a regional ethos of togetherness, because the storms are fierce, not just in the natural realm, but more so perhaps in the figurative realm. The political, the technological, the societal storms that are coming in through transnational organized crimes. And we have to know how to together find solutions. And this old style politics of marginalization of opposition parties, or, you know, where we can't find consensus. We have to move beyond that kind of politics throughout the Caribbean and find a more mature, sophisticated politics. And we can't only wait for crises.
It's in unity that we can find the strength.
It's in unity that we can find the strength. And that has always been our tradition. If the enslaved did not find unity, perhaps they would still have been on the plantations. It's in unity, and we have to see what the new challenges are and understand that it is in unity that we find strength. in every realm of Caribbean society.
We're taking a break. When we come back, we'll take some of your phone calls.
Hey people, Western House is here again. This time, regular and in prototype units. Also, new arrivals at Tongue Refrigeration Center. Our 410A compressors for AC units. Tube cutters in a range of sizes. Capillary cutters, wrenches, clamp-on multimeter with capacitance range. Flaring toolkits, 6 to 8 different sizes. Pinch of tools. On sale now in prototype units and Westinghouse air conditioning units. From 9,000 BTU to 24,000 BTU. Not forgetting we sell refrigerant gases. R404A, R134A, R409A, R22, R410A, and a wide range of air conditioning and refrigeration parts. Tongue Refrigeration Center is the best choice to obtain all refrigerant needed. Don't forget, it's Westinghouse Air Conditioning Unit. We're located at the Fonkole Industrial Site. Telephone number 440-7602 or email refrigcenter@firstdomestic.dm. Tongue Refrigeration Center.
Something big is happening in the world of mobile 4G. Big, I mean really big. It's Digicel's lightning fast 4G. Digicel's 4G gives you lightning fast speeds on the hottest 4G phones at super low prices. Like the DL750 at only $299. Get up to 25% off when you sign up for a 1 week Digicel 4G data plan. Plus enjoy free social media at super fast speeds. That's right, massive discounts off Digicel super fast 4G phones. Visit any Digicel store today to get your 4G smartphone and surf, stream, share and play faster on Digicel's 4G network. Digicel.
Just woke up, baby.
Hey, girl.
What are you doing in my shower, you cow?
Well, I thought you liked cows in the shower, since you bathe with that kind of soap.
Ew! What are you talking about?
Animal fat, you know, lard, sodium tallowate. You're practically bathing in beef, darling.
What do I do?
Choose a vegetable-based soap made with all-natural coconut oil, of course.
Duet Dove and Every Soaps, all made with coconut oil, for that oh-so-natural feeling. Distributed by Greens House Unlimited and available from supermarkets and retailers island-wide. Greens Wholesale, prices are born here and raised elsewhere.
When Marsha sent money home for the holidays, her niece got an amazing new dress to show off for the family. And Marsha got the joy of making her feel beautiful. It's amazing how much you receive when you send money. MoneyGram, bringing you closer. MoneyGram and MoneyGram bringing you closer are trademarks of MoneyGram. All other marks are owned by third parties.
The NCCU continues to transform personal financial services in Dominica, helping you accomplish your long or short-term financial goals. It's your financial solution to increasing your assets, pursuing successful career opportunities with mortgage loans, vehicle or land purchase, debt consolidation, loans to further education, medical or domestic expenses, not forgetting our now-for-now or quick cash loans. Accomplish your goals. Realize your dreams. Visit any NCCU branch today and get your loan solution advantage.
All right, Dominique, we'll be back here 2 minutes of the hour of nine tonight at the Fortune Hotel. A special lecture focused on the Caribbean's power to overcome. I see, Doctor, that you will be speaking somewhat to the indigenous peoples of Dominica, better known in more recent days there as the Caribbean people of Dominica. Why the focus on indigenous people?
Well, I think it's important in terms of their contribution to Dominica. So I would mention them when I'm speaking about environmental sustainability and the fact that your nature island has gained international acclaim in terms of a tourist destination for environmental sustainability. So I'm linking your sustainability to the need to maintain your traditional roots as well through your indigenous communities? Because I think it's important for us to do that.
All right. Of course, let's take a phone call. Hello, talk to me here. Hello.
Hey, Matt, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning to you.
Yeah, let me say good morning to Kimon and Dr. Greenard. My name is Alex, and I'm a very good friend of Yui and a fan of Dr. Greenard. In fact, in our graduate studies now, I'm discussing and studying her work, actually, as pertains to the OECS and the trends of democracy in the region. And I'm really, really happy and honored. I don't normally call radio, but I'm calling just to really big her up to commend her for the great work she's done for academia in the Caribbean, and to tell her that she's very highly respected by my faculty and members at FAU. I mean, Dr. Aria speaks highly of Dr. Greenard's work, and I'm really, really proud to be representing her through the work that she has done over the number of years. So I would want to meet you with you someday, Dr. Greenard, probably through Kimon, so we could have a little interview that would further enhance the work that I'm doing. And basically, I expect tonight's going to be exciting. If I could have afforded it, I would have been in Dominica tonight for your lecture and then to move back up to the U.S., but I can't. And I'm hoping I'll get some transcripts from it. Hopefully, it's going to be live, Matt.
I suspect it may be on some other radio station.
Yeah,
you cool. Can tell but us more.
We will have the video from Mapping, and we usually put that on our YouTube page, as well as Mapping does their own programming with it. So you'll be able to get it, Alex.
Okay, thank you, Kimon, and please give the good Dr. Mary guys, let her know a little bit about my work.
But Alex, let's talk a little bit about the Caribbean's power to overcome and, you know, the resilience that we have as a Caribbean people.
You know, the doctor is pretty, she's on point in terms of where we should be going as a region. I think we are playing games in terms of the leadership of the region as it speaks. To me, there seems to be a collective agreement among leaders to keep the Caribbean in a particular mode that is not very healthy for people who understand, and even those who do not understand, because those who do not understand or those who pretend not to understand how the region is being run right now, they are basically playing games. Our region is too significant a jurisdiction to be played around the way it has been played around. And the doctor, I think she has a hand on the pulse of the issue. As a region, we have to really step forward, where we have to look back from whence we came and look ahead to where we need to be going. And the leadership of the region, political, social, civic, and the like, should really stand up and create a new dispensation of leadership. I mean, for too long now, we have seen generations of Caribbean people come and go, and the region remains in the same, you know, stagnant abyss of our Caribbean-ness.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I do not want to sound philosophical, and I do not want to be controversial or political. As someone who has been...
You know, you can be anything you want to be on this program, brother.
Yeah, but as someone who has been, and I think to be true, you must be true to academia, irrespective to where it falls and who gets hurt by it. The fact is, Matt, not just Dominica, but the region needs to step on a plateau that we really have been avoiding. And I believe the problem stems from the leadership and the political leadership. I think if the leaders have the muscle, the guts to go, the people will go with them.
Alex, hold on that point there. The doctor wants to make a contribution, yes?
Yes, Alex, good morning. And thank you very much for your kind comments. And you're right on the ball. I will be touching on political leadership this evening because I think it is important. And not just political leadership, but leadership throughout Caribbean society. But we have to remember that societies and communities shape leaders. And we have to ask ourselves, what type of society would turn out the type of leaders that we have? So we have to do something within our societies, because we can't get...
We have to take some of the blame for what is going on with our leaders.
It's a holistic problem. We can't get wholeness from brokenness. We have to look at where we have brokenness and attack the brokenness. And leadership becomes important, but it comes from a society. But that society still needs to be led. So we have to work through those kinds of dilemmas. And I'll be touching on that this evening. And thank you so much for your call, Alex.
Alex, you're right on point there.
Well, Matt, thank you, man. Thanks for the opportunity. And tonight is going to be a blast. I think people should go out and be part of this in the audience live.
Happy birthday to you.
thank you, Matt.
All right, that one left the back there, boy. Hello, take care now. Well, we're going back to the telephones. Hello, talk to me.
Hi, Matt. Morning.
Morning to you, yes.
And morning to your guests in the studio.
Yes.
I think the way what I'm hearing coming from Doctor, it seems that the lecture tonight will be a very spicy lecture. What I find, though, in the past, you had, we had very toughness in terms of competition among leaders, particularly political leaders and governance or governments. But there was still a certain level of camaraderie and respect. In our days now, where you have degrees and you have people are brighter and more educated, it seems to have a situation where our leadership tend to focus more on how to degrade my opponent, how to demoralize my opponent, rather than how we elevate people going forward. I don't know if she heard a prominent Anglican pastor in Barbados made a statement regarding the question of campaign finance reform, and felt that those days, government in power, which control the purse of the public and also have friends who can give them resources, they would spend millions of dollars to woo votes, to get votes, to buy votes, whatever way we want to put it, rather than going there on their performance. So the person who is in the opposition now never have what you call a level playing field to work on, and they're always at a disadvantage. So you find persons who give up their work, their job, either at a university or in a managerial position, wherever, to enter politics. If their party are not successful, they find themselves out there in the cold, and their whole importance and whatever they can contribute to the society are diminished. And then if that party in government, say, has control the purse of government and get friends who will give them resources to spend, let's say, $20+ million in a campaign, whereas the other side may just have, let's say, $1 million or even $100,000, can't compete. And that party sit there for 15, 20 years or more, then you find that person either have to leave the Caribbean to look for a greener pasture or stay there and perish and so on, you know, and things like that. So I think in terms of leadership and what we aspire to be as a Caribbean people is very important going forward, because with all these challenges of terrorism, tough economic times and so on, if we're not an organized people in the Caribbean, we'll find ourselves just spinning top in mode and so on. So I find the way she comes out there on the program shows that it's going to be a very spicy discussion tonight. Another thing I find that is unfortunate for us now in the Caribbean is that as a boy growing up, people were free and very bold in saying what they believe, but once it is the truth and represent justice. Nowadays, people are afraid because they say, well, I have my mortgage, I have my this, or they're looking for a favor and so on. I think all of that is putting our good people in a corner, and the society now is just going down the drain and so on. So I think all of these would be what the Caribbean itself would be looking forward to change going forward. Thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. You wanted to make a comment quickly on that?
Yes, thanks. I agree with you, caller. And I think political leadership is a major issue. And boldness, I think, I'm saying this evening that our dignity is priceless. And I think a lot of times we compromise our dignity for our individual, trying to guard our individual material possessions and so forth and so on. And I think it's important that we think collectively about what the future of this Caribbean space must be. So I welcome your comments.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, before you go, let's just sort of tie this whole discussion, Dame Eugenia Charles. How do you bring it home to Dame Eugenia? I know it's a lecture series, you know, the 10th annual Dame Eugenia Charles Memorial Lecture. How do you tie it all up?
Well, actually what I'm doing, I'm mapping the life of Dame Eugenia Charles in my talk, because I'm speaking about her. She was born in 1919. I'm speaking about her growing up with the nationalist movement. I'm speaking about her even as the trade union movement is coming of age. Dame Eugenia Charles is there. She's looking on as the West Indian Federation thrives and then collapses. She's seeing the Caribbean come of age. She herself becomes a key actor in the 1980s and plays an important role in shaping the OECS and so forth. So I'm mapping her life as a woman in politics, part of the overcoming that had to happen through the women's movement in the 1980s. And Eugenia Charles came out during that period as a woman in politics. Granted, perhaps she did not champion a lot of the feminist causes, but in fact, she represented a woman in politics, and that is important. Now, in terms of tying her life into this, she represented a particular type of Caribbean politician. And when we speak about Caribbean leadership today, political leadership, we have to ask, what has changed and what is the same? What do we still need to overcome? So her life becomes very important because it shows the twists and the turns of the evolution that we've been through in the Caribbean. And she was a key actor in her time.
Dominica, look out for this lecture tonight. You don't want to miss it. Miss Joseph, tell us about the time and everything that's happening there.
So it will be the 10th annual Dame Eugenia Charles Memorial Lecture that we're hosting this evening at 7:30 p.m. at Fort Young Hotel at the conference room. And the lecture is done in collaboration with the Fort Young Hotel and the Charles Foundation. So we thank them and we look forward to seeing members of the public at this free and open lecture.
Thank you, Dr. Renette.
Thank you very much. And to all of Dominica, be confident that Dominica will rise again.
We will rise again here. Thank you very much. Let's do this one again. Thank you so much. We're moving on. Lecture to focus on the Caribbean's power to overcome.